Purdue University has kicked off a project to learn how best to diversify crops grown in the U.S. Corn Belt. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, the idea is to make farms in states like Indiana more resilient to extreme heat, flooding, and natural disasters.
When a farmer grows just one or two crops, it's easier for a single weather event to wipe out their entire field. Researchers with the Diverse Corn Belt Project are hoping to engage with hundreds of farmers in Indiana, Iowa, and Illinois to find out the best ways to diversify what they grow. 8 years ago, Liz Brownlee and her husband started slowly converting her 100-acre family farm from corn and soybeans to diverse pastureland, native grasses, and pollinator habitat.
All those different types of plants are bringing up minerals from the soil. They're capturing sunlight in different ways. They're growing best at different times of the year. And so there's always food for our animals because we've planted a diversity of plants.
Purdue researchers say one of the main reasons farmers continue to grow corn and soybeans despite losses is the fact that those crops receive more federally subsidized insurance. But that growing only a few crops might not be in the best interest of farmers or the country. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.